Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell
so keep
yeah.
It locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And if you're looking for a new job and ready for one, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries, and job seekers never, ever pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. Bottom of this hour, we got Tom Haberstroh, longtime NBA writer.
Wow.
You can check him out on Substack at tomthefinder.com. Worked with him at ESPN, does a great job. I'm glad that we'll be having him on today. So with that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Very good. Very good.
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you carry a umbrella?
Yes. So I go to work every day with my backpack. Or book bag, whatever you want to call it. And
the kids call it a
umbrella in there.
Yeah,
I have an umbrella in there. So I was ready. It's pouring rain here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's pouring here, too. When I got out of school today at USC, Chris, and I never carry an umbrella here because it doesn't rain that often, but it does
rain.
Yeah,
I didn't do it when I was out there.
Okay. And I just felt like I saw other people with umbrellas. I'm like, why don't I have an umbrella in my backpack just in case it rains? So that's why I asked you if you carried one just
well,
in case.
Well, umbrellas can damage a Gucci book backpack like you have.
Is that
Louis
what
Vuitton,
it is?
What is it? Louis Vuitton?
thanks, Kawhi, yes.
That you paid a month's rent for. So,
yeah, right? Unbelievable. But, I know. I told you when I bought that backpack that I thought I was crazy. I
you
never
still have
I was,
it?
Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. It's a nice one.
It's nice, but, you know, maybe I went overboard. I just had too much money.
I thought you went overboard when for Christmas you brought me a Chewy Baton backpack. You thought
a
you tried to,
oh, is that what
you tried
it was?
To fool me with a Chewy Baton backpack.
Very nice.
I wasn't
like,
going for it.
So that sounds like something you would buy your daughters and hoping that they didn't know, you know?
Well, hey, you know on New York, Rob, Canal Street, you got all types of fake stuff.
People walking around with fake stuff left and right,
yeah.
Chris. You're right.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, the Odd Couple crew super producer Rob G is in the house. On the ones and twos, after a little hiatus the last couple of days when we had Mary, Mary.
Why you bugging?
By popular demand is our man, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Of course, on the updates, you just heard her, Monsi Bolaños. And on social media, the guru, Elijah Cebunya. All right, Rob, let's get into it. And we were watching
Rob
this.
Did
G? Yeah, I said Rob G.
Okay, I didn't hear you say him. Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. And so we discussed this briefly last night when, while we were on the air, the Celtics blew a 22-point lead and lost. No, it wasn't 20. What was their biggest lead? Rob G, look that up. It was 22. All right, with 22. They were up with 9 minutes left? 22? Was it that? Okay, 22 points with 9 minutes left.
I know it was over 20.
I didn't know it was that much with 9 minutes left. But anyway, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, without their best player, Donovan Mitchell, came back and beat the Celtics 105-104. Rob, I don't want to make a big deal out of the loss. They had won 11 straight. They, you know, or you can almost say they were due to lose.
They like may have been even looking at. You
they may have
that?
Even been. Yeah, yeah, they're right. They lost to the Lakers without LeBron and AD in Boston, and that was so. They probably overlooked the Cavs. Got up big, relaxed. Cavs got hot. They got cold, and next thing you know, they lose the ball game. They also, Rob, may have been looking toward Denver, which that huge matchup tomorrow night. This is as big as a regular season game gets. I mean, I guess obviously if you got teams in the same conference battling for seeding, that's big. But we have what many people think will be a finals preview. Rob, Denver and Boston playing tomorrow night in Denver. Denver won the first game in Boston, so you got to believe Boston wants to return the favor and give the Nuggets a little something to think about should they meet in the finals. But I will say this, I might pick the Celtics to win the East or even the whole thing. So I am not saying this like they're garbage. But, Rob, there are some things about them that are concerning. And we saw them last night. And, again, you know, I don't want to make a too big of a deal out of that one loss. But I'm just saying these are patterns that I think they need to work on. Number one, the reasons they blew that lead. Number one, Rob, I've talked about it with you, and you know this, the over-reliance on the three. And they shoot 42 threes a game, almost half their shots. That's more than any other team in the league. And, Rob, they got cold.
And that's all it takes, right? Chris.
That's all it took. 0 for 8 in the fourth quarter from three. And since they love to jack up threes and not attack the rim as much as they should, They're good from two as well. But, Rob, they got one foul shot in the fourth quarter. You got a guy with Jason Tatum's handle, a guy with Jaylen Brown, who's not the best ball handler, but he's good enough to get to the rack. Drew Holiday, draw some fouls. They had one free throw attempt. They're near the bottom 10 in free throw attempts. So that's one thing that bothers me, Rob, about them, or just something to look at. I won't say bother, but it's something to look at. The second thing is that, Rob, Jason Tatum, who was 1 for 9 in the fourth quarter, is the fourth worst shooter in the league in clutch situations. He's shooting 32% from the floor in clutch situations. Fourth worst in the league. Clutches, you know, last 5 minutes, 5-point deficit or less. And here's where that most people, Rob, aren't looking at that because the Celtics are blowing teams out. They've won three games by 50 or more. They win on average by 11 points plus.
But I told you that was a little misleading because of some of the big wins that they've had. You know what I mean? Their average.
Well, but that's only three games of 50.
I'm just saying, when you average that in, much. Though, what I'm
but
saying.
But still, they win by 11 plus. They got like the fourth or fifth highest, you know, win margin in history. And so basically, Rod, they don't play a ton of close games. So people don't see Tatum struggle as much as you might if they played more close games. But Rob, they are 2-3 in overtime and 4-5 in games of 3 points or less. You're going to have a lot, maybe some of those games in the playoffs. So those are things they need to focus on. And what I would say quickly before you go is I don't mind you shooting a lot of threes. They shoot them at a high clip. They're like fourth in the league in three-point percentage. So that's fine. But when you inevitably go cold, and you will on here and there, you have to be comfortable doing other things. Going to the bucket, attacking the rim, taking the mid-range, posting up. Don't, if I'm just missing three after three after three, I'm going to shake somebody and go to the hole.
Right. You got to stop those kind of droughts, get to the line, get fouled. Like, whenever you look at teams that blow big leads, Chris, they don't go to the basket, they don't get any free throws, and they just keep putting – it's a pattern. I mean, I'm shocked at coaches. You know, when a run is started, that you don't call timeout, draw up a play, and say, take it to the back. The next three plays. They're all going to the basket. Just stop the bleeding. Like, I don't understand how these things happen, because there's no way you should blow a 22-point lead with that kind of time left. That just shouldn't happen.
Well, the greatest example, Rob, and you remember Houston against Golden State when the Rockets missed 27 straight threes.
27. Like it's not conceivable, Chris, that you could miss 27 straight three-pointers.
27 straight.
It's mind-boggling. Just absolutely mind-boggling. But, you know, the Celtics, this is why when they wrote the story the other day, Chris, about them being the Warriors and banging their chest and how
– yeah.
And a lot of people didn't buy into it. A lot of people – we sat here, we're like, ah, really? I don't know. As good as they are, we've seen the cracks in the armor. We've seen the bad moments. We've seen the postseason with the turnovers, and now you got the, you know, not being clutch with Tatum. Those are facts, not feelings. Facts. Now you want to ask why Tatum was fifth in the MVP voting? You know, like odds, Chris, not the voting, odds, but the odds.
Right.
Because people have seen this. Seriously. Like,
yeah.
I think people have seen it. They don't make a big deal out of it because they win almost 60 games every year. But right. But they've seen it. And that's the problem when you talk about the Celtics. That's what they have to overcome to get people to feel good about them, like they're going to take that next step. And yesterday was Exhibit A, if we were in a courtroom, Chris, of why people still don't buy all the way into the Celtics.
No, that's true. And Rob, you're talking about that article that was in The Athletic, and you're right. It talked about how the Celtics spread the floor with 5 3-point shooters and compared them to the Warriors, who even with Kevin Durant weren't doing that. They really still had two snipers from three, Klay and Steph. But here's the other thing, Rob. Those Warriors weren't as predictable. They didn't only shoot threes. They also shot mid-range jumpers.
Right. They shoot more threes now, right? Don't they?
Yeah, during that time? And we get, you know, obviously nobody at that time was shooting threes like they do now. But they got backdoor cuts. They always, you know, typically had a big who here and there might be able to post you up or something. So I just think you have to have more than one bullet in your chamber that if one isn't working, you got something else to go to. So we'll see. Like I said, I may end up picking them. I mean, I'm looking at the East, Rob. I mean, Milwaukee is, you know, getting it together. Philly, you know, when they get Embiid back, you know, they should be better. But it's going to be tough for them, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough to right that ship after so much time off.
Absolutely. In Miami, I mean, I respect them. They obviously have been to the finals two times in the last 4 years. It's just hard for me to pick them. to win the East. But, hey, they might. But it's just, you know. And then I think Cleveland, New York, Indiana, they're on the lower tier. So, we'll see. I think Boston, if they don't – I mean, for them, it's championship or bust. It's not get to the finals or bust. It's championship or bust. So, 877-99 on Fox. We laid out a few concerns about the Celtics. They failed time and time again in the postseason. They rely too much on the three. And they're not very good, particularly their star player, Jason Tatum, in the clutch. Are you concerned about the Celtics? Are they as good as their gaudy record? As Rob Parker might say, are they filet or baloney? I wouldn't go far as baloney, but he might. How good are the Celtics? Your turn next to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through... It's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. It's the same thing in the corporate world, and that's why you need to go to Tractor Supply, because not only do they have the right players or workers, but they also bring hustle and heart, and that's a winning combination, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our host for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on the Celtics. Reasons to be concerned. What do you think?
All right, let's kick it off with Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Romy?
The Celtics are the San Francisco 49ers of basketball, okay?
Wow.
They take the path of least resistance. Because that Eastern side and that Midwest, I'm not so sure about that. But they're taking the path of least resistance, and I'm not so sure that's a benefit or a hindrance down the road. Denver, they're missing Bruce Brown off that second unit. And the X factor is Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter Jr. When they light it up, when they come to play, they're tough to beat. But last night, hey, they just went cold all of a sudden. So I don't know if I can trust them either. But they miss Bruce Brown, okay? I don't care what they say. When that second unit is before, because they got a couple of young guys, they're trying to, you know, get acclimated. I don't know if I trust them as far as offense goes. They miss Bruce Brown.
Yeah, Bruce Brown is a nice player, and he was great for them or in his role. But I think they're okay without him.
Yeah,
Christian Brown plays well. The Watson kid.
The only thing I didn't understand though, Chris, was Jerome saying like, I don't know if I trust them too. I trust Denver, who actually won a championship.
What's not to trust?
What's right? Like,
if you get beat, you get beat.
But they could get beat. But to say like they like, I could see you saying I don't trust Boston because they haven't done anything. But to say, I don't know if I trust Denver. They might not win it, Chris. It's hard to win back-to-back.
Right.
But to say you don't trust them, I trust them in somebody beating them four times in seven games, I think
they're
hard to
beat. And they got the best player in the world. I mean, yeah, I trust them.
Yeah.
Don't mean they can't be beaten. But
right. But I trust them in a big game or big games. Marty. In Kentucky.
You know Jerome just wanted to stir up some stuff.
Yeah, you know Jerome. Marty. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
What's up, fellas?
We are great.
I just feel like the Celtics have the right pieces to kind of cruise through the East. I don't think Milwaukee will find their chemistry. I think Philly needs Maxey to get even better, maybe another year or two before they're up there. I do think Max, he's great. I just think he's not done improving. I feel like Boston will get there, and I think last night it's the difference between today's generation and the 80s and 90s. They played the best teams played every possession all season like it was a tie game, and they just don't do that now. Boston had a 10-game lead in the loss column on Milwaukee. They put it on cruise control. They kept shooting the threes. They didn't take it to the basket. They didn't take the back cuts and stuff that you start to get when the defense starts to overproduce.
Oh, we losing Marty.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to find a problem not being able to win games up against the Denver in the finals.
Marty, your phone is
bad connection, Marty. But we got the gist of what you're saying. We got the gist of what he's saying. 877-99 on Fox. If you want to weigh in, we'll be back, of course, next hour as well. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Tom Haberstroh around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Longtime NBA writer, worked with him at the old network, does a fantastic job covering not only the NBA anymore, but all sports. You can check him out on Substack at Tom the Finder, TomTheFinder.com.
Tom,
we welcome in Tom Haberstroh. Tom, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Brew, Rob, what's going on, guys? It's great to
talk. We are great.
Where'd you get that name?
Is that what you're going to ask, Rob?
No, I want to ask him about his Substack and how people can subscribe and how's it going.
Oh, Substack's great. You have your own website. I mean, you can say what you want and people pay you to subscribe and support your work. And it's a great way to get one-on-one interaction with your readers. And they also give you tips and story ideas. So, like, man, it's like having your own little community. So it's at TomTheFinder.com, and that's the name that my mama gave me. When I was a little kid, they used to put me to work, and when they lost their glasses or the remote control or the phone around the house.
Wow.
You know what they called? Wow. They called the Finder. They put me, little Tommy. I was 6 years old, and they would just say, hey, Tommy, go find that. And so I love that nickname that my mama gave me, and so it inspired me.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool, man.
Awesome.
That's a good story.
Awesome.
All right, let's get to, speaking of stories, one of your latest, if not your latest, story on Substack about Jason Tatum's struggles in the clutch. You write that, and this is based on your research. You put the numbers right there. His effective field goal percentage, 38.3 in clutch situations, which, of course, his last 5 minutes, game within 5 points. He is that's over the last three seasons as well. And he is way down there behind the other stars in the league. For instance, Jokic leads, and he's shooting 54.6%. Even a LeBron James at this age is at 50%. So we just talked on our last segment time about, I'm not going to make too much out of yesterday's game with the Cavs, but still there are patterns you see with them. You saw Tatum go 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter. You saw him miss the shot at the end of the game, which wasn't really a good shot anyway. And so what do you talk about Tatum not being clutch and how much of a problem you think it is or isn't for the Celtics?
Yeah, Chris. I mean, when I look at the data and I watch the film, the thing that jumps out to me is the Mamba mentality. He is really trying to emulate Kobe Bryant's aggressive attack mentality, where sometimes he puts the blinders on, and last night was indicative of that. Like, I don't want to read too much into the shooting percentages last night or the fact that he missed the last second shot, but I will say this is representative of a larger story here, of a larger trend of him trying to go 1-on-3 when Jared Allen is switching off of Derek White and leaving Derek White wide open. Jason Tatum decides to go into double coverage, takes his fadeaway jumper, mid-range two, and it's a low percentage shot. You're not going to draw contact and get a foul, so he flops a lot on those to try to get to the free throw line. And that's not a healthy brand of basketball. And it's not just about last night. Like you said, over the last 3 years, he is the least efficient star in clutch situations at 38%, and that's even waiting for the three-point shot. It's giving him extra credit for the three-pointers that he made. The problem is, Chris, he's shooting 18% from downtown in clutch situations over the last 3 years. So this guy has so much talent, and he's 26 years old, and he's coming into his prime. I want to stress that he is one of the best players in the NBA, but I don't think he needs to feel like he's got to, you know, emulate Kobe or try to do the things that he did and basically go 1-on-4. It's a different NBA. He has a lot more talent in terms of teammates than he had last year, and I think he needs to lean on them more and not try to do it all by himself. And that's what I wrote about at TomTheFinder.com.
Well, we also, Chris and I talked about this, Tom, is, you know, at the All-Star break when he was the odds of him winning the MVP, he was like fifth. And people were like, how could he be fifth? I mean, the team is rolling. He's putting up great numbers, this, that, and the other thing. I think these numbers here hurt a little bit. You know, when people think about MVP, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, high leverage moments, Rob. Like, the idea of an MVP is someone that you can go to not just in the first 47 minutes of the game, but also when the game is in balance and you need a bucket or you need a smart play or you need a defensive stop, who comes up big? And so I don't want to make, you know, the Celtics are great this year. They're the number one seed. They're the favorite for a reason. They have one of the best point differentials in NBA history, and Jason Tatum, by all measures, is the best player on this team. But when we talk about the MVP conversation, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Nikola Jokic, Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, they're all way more efficient and in high volume scoring in those high leverage moments when the game's in balance. They come up time and time again. And Jason Tatum this season has fallen short of those expectations and well below the numbers that I, you know, at the top, you mentioned it, Chris. You know, Jokic is at 58% shooting. Steph Curry's right there. Giannis, same thing. They're all above 50%. And then you got to go all the way down on the list that Jason Tatum's at 38%. And so, I mean, for me, guys, I don't know where you guys stand on this, but I get really nervous about last year in Game 7 against the Miami Heat. He had 14 points, and in the previous game, he was 0-for-8 from downtown. And so as much as I want to say this Celtics team is a juggernaut and they're about on pace for 65 wins, I also think when the game gets tightest and the light gets brightest, do I feel confident in Jason Tatum's abilities? And I just think that the Miami Heat with Eric Spoelstra, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, I feel like they have the mental edge. And also, you know, Jimmy Butler is such an assassin in the postseason. I just, no matter what those wins say in the regular season, I'm a little nervous about Jason Tatum leading them down the stretch unless he gets a mentality reset here at the rest of the season.
No, that's well said. Let me ask you about this, because and you said it, the Celtics are playing great. They're winning by 11-plus points a game. They're running away with the Eastern Conference, so on and so forth. But do you wonder, like, I feel like, and I get the analytics now and the effectiveness of shooting so many threes, especially when you shoot them at a high clip like they do. But you can always, that's just the nature of jump shooting, you can go cold. And sometimes I feel like they don't attack. Like, if they go cold from three, sometimes I feel like they don't go do other things as much as they should. Last night, you saw 0 for 8 from three in the fourth quarter, and we know what happened there. They don't get to the foul line as much as you might think they should. Last night, took one free throw in the fourth quarter. Do you think that could be an issue or not? I mean, I know the analytics, they're right there doing what the analytics say they should. But do you feel like there could be maybe an over-reliance on the three at times for them?
Chris, you said it, an over-reliance, right? Like, it's not that you can't shoot threes or you shouldn't shoot threes. You want a healthy dose of three-pointers. I mean, they're worth three. Three is more than two. But I will say, you want variety in the postseason. You know, you talk to coaches, they scout you as in the postseason. They almost know you better than you know yourself. Right. And so I think you need variety and surprise and a little bit of lack of predictability in your offense. And to me, I think getting downhill for Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics and turning the corner and attacking the paint and getting to the cup is something they got to do more of, not just because it's, you know, getting to the rack is a smart play, but also it makes the defense have to be honest. They can't just overplay the three-point line. You got to switch it up. And one of the things that I write about at the Substack, in there, I point out that they're like all-world efficiency. You know, they're the best offense in the NBA at 120 points per 100 possessions. That falls to 79 when it's a one-possession game in the final 5 minutes. So it goes from 120 rate to 79. They just clam up. And the big reason, I think, is they only have three paint buckets in this season, in that scenario. One possession game, final minute, they only have three paint buckets.
Wow.
25th in the NBA. 25th in the NBA. This is the best offense in NBA history, points per possession-wise, and they don't get to the rack, and I think that's what you're talking about. You want more variety, you want attacking downhill, and only three paint baskets in those super clutch moments. It's got to be better, guys.
Wow. No doubt. Last thing, real quick, I still am with Denver when it comes to the championship. Can Boston beat them if they are to meet in a seven-game series or not yet, or not what you've seen so far?
I mean, Jokic, who do you trust in late-game situations?
No, that's the problem, right? Jokic.
He's always going to make the right play, super efficient. And if those guys are healthy, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, and, of course, Jamal Murray with the shin splints, a little worrisome. But if they go right now, seven-game series, I'm taking Denver in six. And I think that's something that, you know, the regular season numbers in terms of the standings don't reflect that. But I just have so much more confidence and so much more belief in the Denver Nuggets offense. And defensively, I think they're about even when they lock in. So I think when you talk about who's going to win in the biggest moments, man, Boston's got to be so thankful they got home court advantage in such a series, because I really do believe that if the game is tight in four out of those seven games, it's going to be Denver's.
All right, that's Tom Haberstroh. Check him out on TomTheFinder.com. That's on Substack. TomTheFinder.com does some great stuff. Tom, thanks, man. It was great to have you on.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
No doubt. Yep. And I got some loose change in my cushion. Can you help me out? Oh, he's gone.
Wow, he didn't know. He just didn't think it was funny.
No, he hung up. Come on, Chris.
He heard it loud and clear. He's like, yeah, whatever.
He said, no, Alex, tell me. He's still on the line, no?
Did he hung up so fast,
oh,
Rob.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
All right, Zion, Rob, might get in the dunk contest.
Wow. Oh, joy.
That's next. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Somebody check his shoes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? And that's why with your Discover card, you got 24/7 access to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. Just a fancy way of saying that you're never responsible for unauthorized purchases. Never. Learn more at Discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. A little Shekel City. My best bet did hit last night. Struggle with the other ones. No, I shouldn't say that. I was two and one.
Okay.
The one I got
I
wrong.
Was wrong.
I did get the Suns, Chris, +8.5 last night, and the Mavs -4.5. So it worked out, 2-3. All right, here we go tonight. Let's do it. I got the Bucks +3.5, Chris, at the Warriors. Bucks +3.5. That's my best bet. Mm. Mm-hmm. Clippers -6.5 at the Rockets. And I'm going with the Kings +2.5 at the Lakers. I know Lakers have had a big win. They lost that game before that to Denver. So I got the Kings bouncing back, even though it's in L.A. Kings +2.5. Clippers -6.5 on the road in Houston. And the Bucks +3.5 on the road against the Warriors. Remember, Chris Broussard, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. Run the other way.
I was 2-1 last night.
Look at little giggle.
I was.
All right, well, Rob, you're excited about this, I see. Zion Williamson asked would he consider being in the dunk contest. Here he is.
I got to do my part and make the All-Star game. If I'm in the All-Star game, I'll do the dunk contest. But if I'm not doing it.
What do you think, Rob?
I just like the idea. I don't know about, you know, the making the All-Star team and all this other stuff, but just the idea that he would participate and do it. Nobody wants him to do it every year. It would be great. He was such a dunker at one point, Chris, until he ripped out of his sneakers in college, right?
Well, he's still a great dunker.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, prior to that, it was like, wow, right, this guy's jumping out the gym. And then the sneaker thing happened, and you're right, he still dunks. But yeah, I would like to see that. I always thought LeBron should have just done it one time. What did Michael do with Chris, three?
I think three.
I want to say three. I know he won in Chicago, right, the dunk contest.
Yep, he beat Dominique in the controversial.
He got home cooking. What do you want, Chris? You know how the All-Star game is. That's home cooking.
He did get a little home cooking in that one. I think it's great. It'd be great to see Zion Rob. I think one of two things needs to be in the dunk contest for it to be compelling and great. Number one, well, one of these two. First, big names, stars. Even if their dunks might not be the best we've ever seen, if they're big names, Rob, people want to see them compete and go at it. So I think that's one. And then if you don't have that, I think your non-stars need to be terrific, like just awesome. And Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon, neither of them a star. Some might say LaVine is, but Mac McClung, not stars, and yet they've put on some great shows in the dunk contest. And so Zion would, you know, the anticipation of him being in it, it would be great. I'd love to see, Rob, not on him alone, though. I'd love to see some other big names. I mean, I would watch it, obviously, but I'd rather not see Zion going against a bunch of no-names.
No, I agree. That's what, right? I'm saying. And, Chris, even if it's just everybody did it one time at some point during their career, who are dunkers? I just think that would be cool. Not, they don't have to do it three times like MJ.
But you still mad at LeBron for not getting in it?
He could have done it just one time when he was young, before he turned 55. He could have still done it one time. It's okay.
I never got mad at LeBron for not doing it because I didn't think he'd have been a great dunk contest guy.
He says he's the GOAT, Chris. He knew he was the GOAT when they
came back. Yeah, don't mean you're the best dunker.
So he's supposed to do everything well.
Well, now, could he have – I didn't think Dwight Howard would be great, but Dwight just somehow came up with all these creative things to do and was fantastic. I think that's what LeBron would have had to do, though. He's not as graceful as MJ and Kobe and Vince Carter and those guys, and he's so big. So big guys, it's a little tougher because, you know, it just may not look as good as a smaller guy.
And jumping over Rich Paul might not have been that great. Probably somebody else, right? I'm just saying.
Kai Cenat, is that how you say the guy's name? Who was that dunked over him? Cenat. Who? I mean, come on. Mac McClung is junking over Shaq.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying.
I think
right.
It was a Jaylen Brown, God bless his soul, dunking over Cenat. But anyway, we got 2 hours left here at the iCouple. Y'all know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.